In 2020, when all hope for humanity seemed lost, two heroes emerged from the darkness, armed with only their beards and a love for whiskey. Together with one mission, they proclaim, from this day forth, Cranky and Rant shall leave no bourbon unopened and no whiskey unsipped. Welcome to Brothers with Beards, Whiskey Night.
All right, yeah.
Am I good?
Yeah, you're good. You're always good.
Check, check, check.
Check, check,
check.
All right. Whew. What's going on, man? What have you been doing? Did you get your nap in?
I did.
Nice.
Hold on.
What am I holding on for? What the fuck are you doing?
Just counting something.
That sounded like money.
It was cash.
Cash money.
All right. Yeah, man. I took a long nap.
Oh, God.
Brutal.
Oh, what?
I was like, yeah, I took a 2-hour nap.
You took a 3-hour nap last Friday.
I don't know, man. Could have been 2, could have been 3. Fucking out.
Must be nice to take naps.
Nah, not really, man. It's like, those aren't naps. That's like sleeping. So that's just a sign of dysfunctional sleep pattern. So.
Which you've had for years anyway.
Apparently, yeah. Once you go over like an hour, it's not a nap. You hit 2 or 3, you're asleep.
Yeah, you're just sleeping.
Yeah, you're just sleeping. Just day sleeping.
Just day sleeping.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Well, I got something to play for you though.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, you ready for it?
Yeah. Skin flute? won't be long.
Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Hold on.
Listen, Mr. I'm getting awful tired of your I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work. I said, throw down, boy.
Throw down, boy.
Just stand there and bleed. No?
Yeah, you gotta clear that thing, that audio quality up.
Oh, yeah, I will, but I thought I'd play that to get you in the mood.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
You seem,
here.
I don't even see what happens.
Doing it better for you.
Oh.
Listen, mister, I'm getting all tired of your shit. Tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work. I said, throw down, boy. I'm gonna do something or just stand there and bleed. No?
Yeah, that's great.
You know, perfect. You know, he sounds a little bit like Kurt Russell sounds a little bit like Clint Eastwood there in that part.
Maybe. I'm not so sure about that.
He does just a little bit. I'm not saying like it's a...
Dude, Clint Eastwood, come on. I can't believe you haven't seen Tombstone.
I've seen it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I just don't remember it.
Oh my God. Classic.
I remember that was one of Val Kilmer's better roles. I thought he did a good job of acting in that because I don't think he was the best actor, if you ask me.
Well, I think that was his best role, best acting performance ever, not one
yep.
of.
Yeah, yeah.
It's best.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tombstone's really good, man. It's good. It's a good movie. I like it a lot.
Hell yeah, it's a good movie. And I've been up to old Doc Holliday's grave in Glenwood Springs there.
Nobody cares about that.
But. Well, listen, man. Why do you, every time I bring something up, you say nobody cares about it?
I only bring it up when it applies.
How does that not apply?
Because I don't think anybody really cares. Like, oh, they're like, wow, dude, you've been to his grave. Cool. Nah, nobody's doing that. They're like, yeah, okay, whatever. Cool.
You know, somebody could say that. Somebody could say, God, I wish I could go to
Yeah, they could. Yeah, that's right. They could say that. But they don't appreciate that you've seen it.
Wow. Okay. I'll just try and keep all my stuff to myself then. Since you obviously don't fucking care about anything that...
I do care. I just don't care. I mean, hey, that's great, man.
Shut up.
Well, I think it's cool. That was awesome. What'd you do up there? You guys have a little party, take some pictures next to his headstone? I mean, what do you do? It's like somebody's bought a resting place. You like taking selfies next to it?
Yeah, dude. I brought up a bottle of Smoke Wagon and poured it on his grave and bought a couple glasses.
Yeah, now I know you didn't do that. Now, if you had done that, then I would have been like, oh, that's pretty cool. But I don't think that's...
The only cool part of that was is the corner of his what do they call it? Like it's a big flagstone place, and he's got a big headstone there. Well, yeah. Underneath the corner of it was hollow, and this big ass motherfucking snake came out from underneath it. While we were there, that was kind of cool. But that's it.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right, man. Well, I like it.
No, you don't. But that's fine. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
So
hold on. I didn't even bring any of my glasses.
Man, you are the dumbest fucking dude. I mean, this has now become part of of our show, you forgetting something and having to go get it. Yeah, got the wrong whiskey last week. Doesn't have glasses this week.
Guy's a fucking moron, I swear.
All right, well, I guess we'll just wait for...
No, I'm back.
Oh, my... I was just telling him, like, last week you had the wrong whiskey.
Yeah.
You always ditch me at the beginning of our shows because you're always doing something wrong. Like,
hey,
like,
man, you know, like, that's just the way it goes. I don't have tons of time to prepare. Yeah, exactly. You know, you take a nap and it's too long, you wake up, it takes you a while to get your bearings.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, this week we're going to be trying some...
I just woke up, damn it. I'm getting ready to drink. Essentially, I'm drinking whiskey for breakfast here, okay?
Well, yeah, I got you. That seems... Yeah. I guess I'll accept that. So right.
That's something you can do. If you don't want to look like a total degenerate, just learn to start taking long extended naps during the day so that it's actually like sleeping. And then when you wake up at 5 o'clock or whatever, you know, to have some whiskey, people don't think anything of it because they think it's like evening time. Little do they know, it's kind of like breakfast for you.
Yes, but you know, it's something you can keep to yourself, right? Right? You know?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm just going out eating a egg McMuffin and pouring myself some whiskey.
This week we are trying Smoke Wagon, uncut, unfiltered, straight bourbon whiskey.
Yeah, man, with an absolutely absurd alcohol volume.
Yeah, so it is 115.52% alcohol by volume, but that's a lot.
Is it 115? I think your math is wrong.
Okay, it's 57.76. You multiply that times 2.
Well, mine is 56.04.
Oh, well, look at that.
See? So we must have some variation.
So that's what happens when you buy the same whiskey on the other side of the state from one another. You get a different batch.
Yeah.
This here whiskey hails out of Nevada, man. Las Vegas. Las Vegas, Nevada. So,
yeah, I've never had Smoke Wagon before. So
no, me either.
I had the whole Tombstone Smoke Wagon reference going on there.
Yeah, exactly. And then on the packaging, they have the two, you know, the two pistols crossed in the circular indention. There's like a circular indention about 3/4 of the way up, and it's filled with wax, and it has a wax seal, and it says, what does that say?
That's the state of Nevada there with two smoke wagons, two pistols, 6-year crossed.
And this is, what's that? Babamus Moriendum. I don't know what that means. But, that's Latin. Okay, but what does it mean? Yeah, you don't fucking know.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, this is a barrel strength, obviously, since it's so high. But the bottle, I think the bottle's fucking cool. What do you think?
I don't know. I think Moriendum is like memory or... in memory or something like that.
Let's not try and embarrass ourselves with deciphering Latin, because...
Hey, man, I watched that movie with Tom Hanks in it.
The Da Vinci Code or what?
Yeah, I watched Da Vinci Code like 2 or 3 times.
So
I know a little bit of Latin.
Oh, you've absorbed that?
Yeah, I absorbed it.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Smoke Wagon. Getting ready to.
Beep.
And what did I have for breakfast? I didn't have breakfast this morning. I had a protein shake. Does that count? Oh,
yeah, sure.
Okay.
I was just checking your memory for today.
Yeah, I don't usually get up in time to make a whole breakfast, unfortunately.
But you don't ever make anything.
Yeah, no, I do sometimes, man. I made myself lunch today.
Like, did you actually make some of the, or did you just heat something up?
Well, I heated up ingredients and put them together in a bowl.
So here's what it means. Here's what Babamus Moriendum means. Let us drink, for we shall die.
Let this drink?
Let us drink, for we shall die.
Yeah, all right. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a great saying. Let us drink
before we die. Yeah, let us drink. We shall die. We must die. Something like that. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's perfect, man. That's a perfect saying for 2020, man.
No shit.
Let me live a little bit because I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a topic for another story or another show.
We could have multiple shows on that.
You know, back to this bottle though, it's pretty cool. It's got like that the little Southwestern themed artwork detail. raised, I don't know, like this raised textured like flowers or whatever those are supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Look like something you'd see out in the Southwest, right?
Yep, they kind of go over
around the bottle.
Yeah, and then there's
cool, man. I like the label on it. You know, it's a little, the one thing I like the label. It's just so shiny. It reflects so much. It can be hard to read almost.
Yes, it is very, it's very gold and very shiny. Yeah. If direct light's on it, yeah, you can't read shit on it.
Yeah, man. But it's a cool looking bottle. I will give it that. There's no knocks on it at all.
No, no, no.
Cool. I like the attention to detail with the cross pistols everywhere, the six shooter, right? And I'm sure we already said everybody gets that smoke wagon. Smoke wagons are your old Western pistoleros, you know?
Yes.
Got real cork in it.
Yes, which is, we like real corks.
Well, actually, you know what?
What?
Open that up. Is that cork or is that, that rope? No, that's cork.
Yeah, that's cork.
Yeah, okay, let's check it.
Wood cap with cork.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, yeah. So this is uncut, unfiltered. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to pour myself a little bit neat.
Yep, yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the bottle is dark. It's a dark glass bottle. So you can't really see how dark the liquid is.
No, but you know what? The liquid's dark as well.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Quite dark.
Yeah, it's definitely on the darker side. I like the color though.
Oh yeah, the color's super nice.
Yeah, this.
Now, we have we've explored a bunch of whiskeys and we don't necessarily that would be ridiculous to automatically rule out lightly colored whiskeys, but we've found out that the lighter the color of the whiskey is, we don't give it that great of ratings. And we don't know if that's a direct correlation or not, but
well, yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that.
Neither.
I think it, I mean, obviously, I don't know if it has something to do with the length of, that was what I would think, is that it probably has something to do with how long the whiskey's being aged in the barrels.
Sure.
But I don't know, man, because what was that one Texas whiskey we had? Yellow Rose, right? That was, and I know it's kind of unique, but it was, did not spend very long in the barrels at all. I mean, a ridiculously short period of time.
Right, not yeah.
Dark colored.
Yeah, but it was dark, though.
It was dark. That's what I'm saying. And it wasn't artificially, colored or anything like that either. So we're still exploring, I guess, with that a little bit, but I really like the color of this. I mean, it has a nice dark color to it. Very,
it's like mahogany.
Mahogany, yeah. Yeah,
it's nice.
Ugh. And this is the only whiskey I've ever had from Nevada.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. We hit Texas and we're swinging up over to Nevada. I love Nevada too, by the way.
Yeah, you are Vegas.
Well, just go to Las Vegas, let's be honest here. I've never been anywhere else in the rest of the state, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I love Las Vegas.
Yes, yes, you do. But you know what? It's cool now because now we've had whiskey from California, Minnesota, Texas, Kentucky, now Vegas, Scotland, Belgium, and Ireland.
Yeah, we're definitely making it around the world.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. International.
We're international bourbon equality.
Yeah. Crew. It's like prestige worldwide.
Yes.
Well,
I'm going to go in for the nose. What do you think?
I am.
Yeah. I thought, I thought this would be, because it's so high in alcohol, the proof is so high that I thought it would be more astringent on the nose, but it's not really.
Open it up a little bit. Give it some swirls. It starts kicking some up.
Yeah. Yeah. I almost get a little bit of cinnamon. Yep. That's what I'm getting. Cinnamon. Wood, obviously.
Wood, for sure.
Yeah, lots of wood. I think that's cinnamon, what I'm smelling. I'm not for positives, but it sells. Yep, cinnamon. Yep, I don't know why, but I get cinnamon. You getting anything distinctive on the nose?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting definitely a lot of charred wood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little bit of like that smoky smell coming up.
Yeah.
A lot of times when you describe things as cinnamon to me,
yeah,
not necessarily that I would disagree. It just comes across as a little bit, I don't know why, but it always reminds, like if I had I'd associate it with that wood, like the cinnamon wood with like almost like a cedary type.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. That's kind of what I don't get much else on the nose. Like I said, I get a bunch of wood.
Yeah.
Cinnamon. Like, yeah, it could be cedar or cinnamon taste.
Or smell.
Yeah, I can't taste it. Well, I guess you can. Yeah, but I'm not getting much else.
No, I'd agree.
Not that it smells bad. It still has a good nose.
No, it has a good nose. I mean, it has good. Yeah, nose is good. Color's great. I'm trying it neat here.
Go.
Taste.
Shazam.
Yeah, that's bourbon. Damn.
Yeah, the first little snort of that, Yeah. That whiskey there, boy.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That is that right there is whiskey.
Yeah. You just going to stand there and bleed? Not that this is bad. Okay, so yeah, it's high in alcohol, and your first little sip is, yeah, it's a stiff drink, but...
Man, if I got to be outside and it's like 3 degrees out, drinking some of this, because you'll be warm. You'll be taking your t-shirt off. Now I know those guys who are like, they don't have their shirts on. They just got like letters painted on them. I like the back of the game. Like going out. They've probably been drinking Smoke Wagon.
Smoke. It is a stout beverage, but you know what? It's still not. I mean, this is okay. So this is probably the highest proof whiskey I've had yet.
Yeah, I think so is for me as well, but it's not it's very strong. It's stiff. Like you said, that's a stiff whiskey right there, but it's not like it doesn't taste like all just alcohol, like ethanol. You know, it's not that. It's just this is strong.
Yes. So remember when I was down there beginning of last month or this month, and we tried that Maker's Mark 110. That tasted way hotter than this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. This is like a explainer. Obviously, I'm sure you guys can tell from the reaction here, and if you're having any yourself, you're probably saying the same thing. I mean, this is a stiff drink. This is not for the faint of heart.
No.
Stiff, but it does not. It's not offensive. It's not like you're drinking rubbing alcohol or something. I mean, I've had vodkas that are way, you know, that you're like, it just tastes like drinking rubbing alcohol or something.
Yeah, jet fuel. We call that shit jet fuel.
Yeah, that's not like that at all. No.
Oh, no. I think flavor profile wise is totally mouth coating, very rich, very bold. You know, I smell a lot of wood, but I don't get a ton of the wood on the taste profile.
Yeah, I get pretty strong wood on for me.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Not in a bad way at all, but I definitely, it's like a smoky wood.
Yeah, no, I mean, I say this with every bourbon. I think every bourbon has some little flavor of vanilla in it, and I don't think this is over. Powering at all, but I get a little bit of that.
Yeah, I'd say a little bit. I think on this one, again, I mean, I normally, I prefer my whiskey usually on a cube, rocks, whatever. And I think I'm getting ready to do that here on this because I think, again, with these higher.
I just put a rock in mine.
Yeah, sometimes alcohol content or level is so high in some of these whiskeys that, you know, even if you don't like ice in your whiskey, that's fine. But try opening it up a little bit, even with just a little bit of water. You know?
Yeah.
It usually helps quite a bit. So that's what I'm going to do right now.
Yeah. So what we mean by opening it up is just getting more of the flavor profile to identify. Water helps kind of open those things up, separate them a little bit so you can tell the difference between them. And like what's fun about this, I put a cube in it, and this whiskey like started eating. It's like already like half gone. This whiskey just eats away at it. So it's kind of seeing if there's a different nose smell with the ice. And I rarely get a change in nose. Every once in a while I will. So this is again, so look at your whiskey in the light, because it's unfiltered and uncut. It gets cloudy, and it looks like there's stuff floating in it. That is actually stuff from the barrel and stuff floating in it, and it's not bad for you. It just does that when ice is in it. I'm not gonna lie, I actually kind of like it. I think it's kind of cool, but I'm a weirdo.
No, I like that way too. It's like lemonade, you know. I like the little pulp in my lemonade. Same thing with juice. I know some people hate it.
You know what? To me, those are little flavor droplets, in my opinion. I think they probably add to the flavor. I don't know if they do or not, but that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it.
This is having it on with ice, it definitely helps mellow it out, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, mellow it. But I'm getting some more. I'm actually getting a slightly sweet note on the front
when I taste it. The front's a little bit almost like a rye that comes through.
I think this is really good.
It's a good bourbon. This is a man's bourbon here.
Without question, man. You know what? If you're just getting into bourbon, don't try this first, please. You probably won't come back to it.
No.
But this is, I don't know about you, but it's so high in alcohol. My mouth is getting a little like somebody put lidocaine on there. So it's getting a little numb even.
Yeah, this is a really good whiskey probably with all the COVID stuff going around. If you just want to carry a bottle of this in your car with you,
Drink
your mouth out, pour it on your hands.
Yeah, you know, if you get pulled over, Just tell them it's mouthwash. It's fine. Ugh. I think ice really does open this one up more so than some of them.
Yeah, well, it does. I still think the flavors that are coming through for me are pretty classic, you know, in the sense. I mean, you get a little bit of vanilla. You get a strong wood in there, a little bit of smokiness.
Yep, and you said
on the front.
There you go. Yeah, that's what you said earlier. Yeah.
And then the... But I don't have like a super complex flavor wheel on it. It's pretty limited again, but the flavors that I am picking up on are good. You know, they're strong.
And yeah, bourbons tend to not have like these really expansive flavor profiles.
Right. I mean, they right.
don't. They're all at least 51% corn. They're all in new American oak. And, you know, but you know what we didn't do?
No.
Fuck, man. I failed. Let me tell you a little bit about Smoke Wagon.
Oh, yeah.
I
just didn't think you knew anything about it.
I fucking know, man. I always know something.
Okay, go ahead. Pause the action. You tell us a little bit about Smoke Wagon while I continue to drink it.
Okay, Jonathan Hensley stumbled into Eagle Rock, California, a bar owned by Aaron Chepinick. They got a friendship going, you know, and all this stuff. They bonded over their love of brown liquids and spirits in general. The bar was called The Griffin, and it was in the old town Las Vegas. So then they kind of, you know, kept in touch, found a way to make an opportunity to craft their own. They wanted to make their own. So they started making their own. They launched this Nevada H&C Distilling Company, where at first they made a vodka called Silver Dollar Vodka and Smoke Wagon Bourbon. They've created a small batch bourbon since like day one, you know, aged and all that. There's no age statements on any of these. I have no idea. They got to be a minimum of 2 years. It's really about all I know. They did a high rye bourbon. And then this is their traditional small batch bourbon, but obviously it's uncut. Here is the cool part, which I've never heard of before. So what they do is they take the liquid from the barrels and they strain it through wood chips.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've just never heard of this before. Right. And it's still not filtered. So they got a big old vat of wood chips and they pour it in, you know, pour it through there. Then it collects again and then they bottle it between, you know, what's yours? 56, just under 57% alcohol to 58. Right. So, and what's funny, so this just in 2004, it's a random meeting. These two guys went into business together, but Jonathan Hensley has been a Hollywood screenwriter. So he wrote and directed Jumanji, Con Air, The Saint, Armageddon, Gone in 60 Seconds, and many more, which is kind of interesting. He doesn't do that anymore, and I focus on his whiskey, but I've never heard of it getting poured through chips. It's just, you know, a random meeting and now Smoke Wagon, it's multi gold medal winning whiskeys. So they're doing something right down there in Vegas, but can't believe I forgot that. I wanted to get that out. Cause I know this is the only whiskey I've ever heard of that gets poured through wood chips to add extra, you know, like I'm sure part of the color comes from that. I forgot.
Well, and you know, like I said, for me, I mean, I kept on I did get quite a bit of like smoke or like smoky wood. I mean, there's a lot that's the big things that I pick up on it.
Yeah, I get that.
So, makes sense.
Yeah, there's some spice in there, but that's sweet. It's not the vanilla sweet. It's some other kind of.
It's like a rye. It's like rye whiskey.
Yeah, you get a little rye in there. Yeah,
I get that mostly up on the front.
The front, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then you know, it doesn't. It's not harsh though. Like when you're drinking it, and it's burning your, you know, burning your throat, or you know, it's has heat to it.
Yeah.
It's a comforting heat. It's like nice and warm.
But that's like when you said earlier, it's perfect. Like those damn dudes at the football games.
Right.
Yeah. I got no like burnt, like my throat didn't go like, oh, like I wanted to cough or choke or anything like that.
No.
But it is definitely warming. It, you know, it goes down and you feel in like the pit of your belly. Like, oh, you can just feel this warmth building. It's actually kind of. kind of nice. You're right, man. This is a cold weather whiskey.
Perfect for winter.
Yeah, I really like it though.
I do. It's like you said on bourbons. I mean, I haven't had a whole lot of bourbons where you're getting like some kind of really strange flavor profile that you're not used to picking up.
Right.
I think the closest to that is maybe, well, I was going to say Balcones, but that's not really a bourbon. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the biggest thing I look for then when I have a bourbon is that even if the flavor profile is somewhat narrow, that's okay. I just want to make sure that those flavors that I am picking up are good. They're, you know, they're strong and
muddled.
They
hit the mark, you know. Yeah, they're like, what's that one whiskey we had a couple weeks ago? They weren't even, oh no, it was the Yellow Rose. I mean, literally on their thing, they're like, hey, these are the flavors we're trying to get.
Yeah, exactly right, right? It was very limited, but you could pick up on them very clearly. Tasted great, you know?
Yeah, and it was great. And I think this is, I mean, I don't think this necessarily tastes similar, but I think the taste profiles they're going for are probably spot on. You know, you get a little sweet, you get a little bit of that rye spice, you get the oak, the char, the smoke, you know, the vanilla, the typical bourbons. But I think what makes some of these bourbons good is those flavors all balance together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very...
Yeah, they play off each other, how they mesh, you know?
Exactly.
You don't want it's like they need to complement each other. Some right. whiskeys I have, I'll say that their flavor profile is kind of muddled. And I guess maybe the way to put that is that they don't necessarily complement each other. And they don't necessarily go from, you know, up front, the mid, you know, to the finish. It's just kind of like a mess, you know.
And there's just like one of those taste profiles that sticks out so badly amongst the others that it does kind of becomes unenjoyable because you don't, I mean, that's all you taste.
Right. Well, it's too overwhelming. And then you lose anything else that's in there. To me, basically, if I had to say like the gold mark on a, you know, gold standard on a whiskey is something where it passes all three, you know, up front, it has something unique about it. Mm-hmm. And then the mid's a little bit different. And then the finish is different as well, you know, and it's you can progress through the through these three stages. And a lot of, not a lot of times, but on those, you can pick up differences between the three. That's really rare. I'll say that. And the few that you do get when you experience that, you learn to really, really appreciate them because it's like this, the flavor. And that's why I'll say like a flavor profile, it becomes very, I'd almost say, I don't know what the word would be, expansive maybe. It's because it's like you're going on this journey, this trip for each sip from when it first hits your lips, you know, the middle to the finish. And each one, it changes as it progresses. That's really rare to get, right? But we've had a few. And when you get that, you're like, holy smokes, you know? So this, I wouldn't say it has that at all, but what it does do, it does well.
Right.
Yeah. This is, in my opinion, if you like bourbon, you'll like the smoke wagon.
Yeah. Well, I guess the transition from your front palate to your mid palate to your finish, you get something different, but nothing so obscure that you're like, oh, that tastes funky or.
No, definitely. I'm not having anything in there at all that I would find.
You know, but I think sometimes, you know, let's take some scotch, for instance. Some of them are so peaty and smoky, and it's like chewing on a burnt piece of wood that you can't get past that. You can't enjoy anything else of that. And some people love that, which is great.
Yeah.
I'm just not one of those guys. I kind of want to have an experience of multi flavors and, you know, different sensations along my palate and all that kind of stuff. So I think.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody's, you know, different, likes different things, but that would be an example of something where, like you said, there's one distinct, you know, flavor that comes across and it just overpowers throughout the entire experience of drinking it. Some people love it because it's basically, hey, it's super smoky from start to finish or super peaty from start to finish, you know, like that. But I kind of like to have something that is a little different. Well, I mean, I can enjoy both if that makes sense, but
sure.
I appreciate the whiskeys when there are differences from between the front, mid, and finish. A little bit of a journey, I guess. I appreciate the
and I think that's
what, of getting that
right, and we enjoy a lot of that. So, you know, we've had a bunch of bourbons and we've been through taste tasted a bunch of bourbons. And I guess this is why we pretty much are into the whiskeys. Like we've had tons of bourbon, but let's say just in our whiskey night journey, we probably are on like our sixth or seventh bourbon. I can still distinctly taste the difference between them. Where, like, as we've said before, because we're not wine dudes, you give me three different Chardonnays, I just get Chardonnay. I mean, I guess I get a little bit of difference, but a lot of times I can't tell the difference between two of them. You know, that's why we're into the whiskey things. You know what I'm saying? It's just like this creates more of an opportunity for our palate. Are you there? Oh, no. This is what I'm talking about. Note to self, people. If you have a friend and you're doing shit with that friend... No, I'm just like talking away here. Then I ask for your response and I get crickets.
I'm so sorry.
Were you having a dog issue?
Was I what?
Having a dog issue?
No, I had to go get another cube.
Well, you know what?
This stuff doesn't last long, man. I'm telling you, you put it in here, it melts his ice quick.
I've told you like the last 4 weeks, if you're going to leave, you got to just give me some kind of cue word. Like,
you didn't tell me that.
I'm sitting here talking. So good.
You were on such a roll. I didn't want to interrupt it.
Fuck that. Didn't you just leave? And I'm like talking to you and I'm waiting for a response. I'm like, yep, you're not there. Never mind. Fuck.
You don't even check to make sure I didn't die. I could be dead in my chair right here, but you're more worried about making sure that, or upset, not that I'm dead potentially, but that I'm not responding to your question.
Listen, your death I can edit out, but if I sound stupid asking a bunch of questions to an empty room, then that bothers me. It's all about me, man.
I know. Well, it kind of bothers me that you're not worried about health or safety.
I'm not really worried about your health or safety.
I had to get another cube, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. No, it's all right. It's totally fine. So,
man, I do like it. It's like one of my favorite bourbons that I've had, man.
I'm loving it. I think it's just because all the flavors in it are just like, bam, they're just so like there. I know we said on the front, we get a little bit of that spice, that rye spice, but there's something sweet up there as well. And I don't usually think rye is sweet. Is there something?
I don't know.
I'm getting like a, almost like a brown sugar or molasses type.
Nah, I'm not getting that at all.
Well, you're a douche.
Well, I'm just not, man. That's like, that drink is so strong. Like, I'm not picking up on any like brown sugar.
Well, I am.
So. Okay. Well, I'm not.
You probably have COVID. That's why.
Well, could have it. I don't know.
You know, I don't like. Well. Why are you so dismissive of
it? I'm not how is that dismissive? I just said, I don't get it. I don't know what your take.
It was more like how you said it, like you're an idiot, so I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's try it again. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. We're moving on.
No. Okay. Go ahead. Go back to your, was it brown sugar?
Brown sugar. I got a brown sugar molasses type smell. I don't know if that's right or not smell.
Smell or taste?
Taste. Sorry, bro.
Yeah. No.
This is 115.52 proof. Mine is. And I'm probably going to be like bouncing my head off this microphone and
yeah, for me, that drink, I mean, that is a stiff drink. I don't have enough time to like, I mean, I don't know. I can't pick up on its really distinct subtleties.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah. So the color, so packaging, we love the packaging color, mahogany with, I think it kind of had a brownish reddish hue. Nose, you get wood char. You got a lot of wood char and oak. I did get some cinnamon. Don't know if that's just what I got. Palate, obviously we get the wood, the smoke. We get a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of that rye spice. And I obviously added my brown sugar molasses, which you laughed at me dismissively. That's fine. What about finish? I don't think it has I was expecting a really long finish.
I think the warmth in the finish is long.
Well, yeah.
You know, and it coats your mouth. It almost, almost numbs it.
It does.
Yeah, and if you're drinking it if you haven't eaten in a while, a whole lot of this too. It's a pretty strong drink, man. This is.
But I mean,
man, this is America.
America, my hair, not man, she.
America, yeah. This is great.
This is our national drink is bourbon, which I am proud to drink tonight. I did vote today, by the way, just so you know. But yeah, this is it's got a nice, there's nothing I really like. I think the finish, I would say, other than the, not heat, but the warmth sticks with you from the time you start to the time you finish.
Yeah.
I think the finish is pretty short on the flavor.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
And that doesn't make it bad, but we look back on a lot of, I'm looking back, bourbons, short finish, short. You know what?
I think that the issue with the finish on this is that it lingers. Somebody could tell you were drinking bourbon about right. an hour after you had your last sip of this. Okay.
Right.
It coats your mouth and it's super strong. But yeah. I think it's just that it's just such a strong drink. It's such a stiff drink that I'm not sure, you know, when you say when you say how long the finish is, it's like, well, you know, you could talk to me a half hour from now and I'm still going to be picking up on, you know, it's still going to be in my mouth, so to speak.
Sure.
You know, so the finish, that's why I'm like, I'm not sure if I agree that the finish is short or not. Right. Because it lingers for a long time.
And you know what? I'm going to say this about it. I have never had a whiskey, that, to my knowledge, that I can remember that just literally coats your mouth everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, I don't have cotton mouth or anything like that. It's just like,
no.
They're just, yeah, you're kind of right.
I get wood flavor in that.
Yeah. And it's just kind of there, like lingering, like, you know. I'm not getting any more like different taste, but yeah, you're right. I do taste the whiskey, like the whiskey's in your mouth. And frankly, it's super inviting and it makes you want to drink more, frankly.
You do. Yeah. This could be a dangerous whiskey
because you know what?
It's really strong, but it goes down smooth. It's enjoyable to drink.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
But all of those things.
Kind of like me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling super manly right now because of this drink. And I know
one beer just grew like an inch.
But and you remember what this week was for me? I got my first tattoo this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's me clapping here.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. So I got my first tattoo. I'm drinking whiskey, and I'm feeling like super manly right now.
Yeah, like your testosterone levels have probably just increased by 30%.
Yeah, I mean, I am feeling like almost.
Actually, for you, it might have increased more like 150%.
You know, you just had to throw that in there. We were on a good back and forth, and then you threw there.
Okay, you know what? They're still not high enough because you're being way too sensitive.
You're right. I am.
So have another drink.
Oh gosh. This I am super okay, so everybody knows Rant picked this out cuz I like to let him pick out. I'm like I said many times, I'm in the business, I see all kinds of whiskeys, but I like him to go and kind of explore and see what catches his eye. And this caught his eye, and I am not going to lie, I've looked at this bottle 200 times and didn't really think about him, frankly. Not that I didn't love the bottle or anything like that, but I'm just like, yeah, I don't know, you know, whatever, it's fine. But then he asked about it, and I said, oh, it's kind of hard to get in my neck of the woods versus his. So I talked to people about it, found a bottle, got it, and I like where we're headed. I like this whole whiskey that you chose. And I'm not going to lie, I didn't know what a smoke wagon was to begin with. So Rant had to educate me on what that was.
Yeah.
I felt kind of stupid, but a lot of times he's like, you're the dumbest smart person I know, which is okay.
But I didn't know what a smoke wagon was.
I didn't. And I felt really dumb after he told me. And that's okay. I feel dumb a lot, but it's different.
You know, honestly, perfect. It's like the perfect name for this bourbon because it's like it's so strong. It's like this. It's really good, but it's really, I mean, it's a stiff whiskey, man. But the execution on it is great, right? But it reminds me of just like that classic, you know, like those Westerns, like, you know, I'm thinking Tombstone or Unforgiven, you know.
There's some classic, you know, I like kind of the, you know, A Fistful of Dollars, The Outlaw Josie Wales.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's just like, that's what they drink. You feel like, you know, they're pulling into that, you know, deep southern town and some little dusty bar, and this is what they got. They got some damn smoke wagon that's, you know, 115 proof.
Yeah, my guess is probably didn't taste this good, but
we can imagine, we can pretend.
Yeah, we can pretend. Yeah,
like I don't want to get into the horse thing again, but yeah, I'd probably ride in on like a turtle or something. I don't know.
It's just amazing to me. You're drinking something that's, you know, close to 115 proof.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's smooth.
Oh, okay. So with that said, though, you got to realize if you are just getting into bourbon, it's probably not going to be that smooth to you. It won't. You'll be like, good God, dang, man, shit. I'm just saying, like, for those of you that are into bourbons and are on maybe midway through your journey, you know, like we are, it's going to taste way smoother than to, like, if I gave this to my wife, she'd probably get pissed. She'd be like, what the fuck are you giving me, man?
It's, really?
Yeah, she would not. She would be mad.
So, okay. Well, yeah, maybe I'm a bad example. I'm taking a 3-hour sleep so I can wake up and have 115 proof whiskey for breakfast. But when you present it like that, yeah, it sounds bad, but...
Yeah, it's not.
It's not. It's good. It's a good whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Super good.
Yeah.
I'm super... This, for me, is going to be, I think, become one of my bar staples, actually. Like, this is something I could drink every day. I mean, not that I drink
every day. I could drink this a lot. I could drink this. This could be a bar staple for me as well. This is really, really good. I think for guys who drink whiskey, it really stands out because it's like, again, if you like bourbon, this is a great bourbon, man. It is a powerful, no nonsense, well executed bourbon.
Like, if you can't feel like a total American man, dude, drinking this, you got something, you know.
You have a problem. Yeah. Like, you need to go to the clinic and get tested because you got low T.
Yeah. I literally want to go get another tattoo right now and wear fucking Rocky shorts with a cowboy boots and a cowboy hat and get a tattoo of some fucking smoke wagons on myself.
Yeah, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to just wrap an American flag around you, drink this.
Yeah, this is
reminds me, like, I'm not into smoking cigars, you know, but if you were,
God, could you imagine? Yeah, you cigar smokers out there that likes this, there's no cigar that could water this down, or this you're right. That's a good point. This is the ultimate cigar smoking whiskey.
Yeah. I can't wait to, like, when we get to our where should we do it now?
What?
This occasion for the whiskey?
Yeah, let's go. I was just right there. Let's go.
All right, what do you got?
No. You go first. You got us there. Let's go. What do you got?
You want me?
Yeah.
I've got a couple, I think.
Okay, well, you know, we can do as many occasions as we want. Okay.
So if I'm doing, you've all seen Wolves of Wall Street, right?
Wolf of Wall Street with Leonardo,
Yeah, singular. Wolf of Wall Street. If I was the Wolf of Wall Street and I'm getting ready to, like, crush a major deal, I'm breaking this thing out, okay? Or... What was the other one? Mad Men.
I never watched Mad Men. That's the advertising. I don't
really watch a whole lot of it. I've seen some, but, you know, I mean, if you're sitting around, it's like, you know, in that, you just got like that classic, it's going to sound sexist, but, you know, closing up high, like a big deal, the bunch of other men in the room. I'm pouring this, man. This is actually the most manly whiskey I have ever had.
I'm going to second that. I'm not like, I would take a picture of myself, but I now suddenly look like that caveman on the Geico commercial. I got hair everywhere now just from drinking it.
Yeah, this is a, like, that's just what it reminds me of. It's like, just like a, like, this is a power move.
You know,
like, you want to establish dominance.
Oh, there we go.
Like, you want to be dominance wolf, you know, right. And you're in there with a bunch of betas. You just, like, you bust this out and give everybody a pour around. And when they're like, oh God, and you just slam it down. You've just got dominance. You got to be a man to drink this. Sorry, ladies. I guarantee there's some women out here. Probably
barrel down. Like it, but yeah. this is like to me, like what is to me like some of the ultimate male like bonding things are like you're gonna get on and you're gonna do a MMA pay-per-view, if you're into that.
Except the only problem is this isn't a, how'd I put this? This is a quality whiskey. So
yeah.
Mistake.
So this is more like Fight Club.
I don't even know if I'd get that. What do you mean by that?
The movie Fight Club?
Yeah, I know Fight Club, but that was kind of like they were just fighting in his head.
Exactly. Like this is something I drink in like one of those underground, like, you know, all those rich people gather around and bet on two dudes from the street fighting. Fuck yeah, man. Fight Club.
I don't know if I'd get that, but yeah, that's a, I've not had much of this and it's kicking in.
Obviously it is for me too.
Yeah.
I'm in a Fight Club, bitch.
Yeah, no, I don't get that. It's a very strong bourbon.
Yeah, you're not going to have this at intermission at the opera, okay? This is not what you're
going to do. No. But this would be perfect if you were playing, if I was in Vegas and I'm playing poker.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing though. Like in Vegas, a lot of times you can be down there, you can betting on, you know, making bets, playing poker, playing whatever your game of choice is.
Roulette.
Yeah, I love the roulette. But, you're hanging out and, you know, you could be dressed up drinking this. Like you.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be, you know, you just feel good. You're the man. Having some, you know, enjoying some bourbon. This would be it, man. I really like it.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. I could go out in my suit and gamble and feel totally manly, but this would be like, listen, I'm here putting a grand on this hand, and I'm drinking fucking Smoke Wagon. You want to know why? Because I'm a man, and I'm going to bust this out.
This is like James Bond.
Yeah, exactly.
James Bond's drinking bourbon. He's drinking Smoke Wagon.
Listen, so at the beginning of the week, I should have started drinking Smoke Wagon at the beginning of the week, because I would have been like super confident and been like, you know, I'm a fucking gonna bust this week out. This is what it is.
I encourage people before they had a big meeting they're getting ready to go to, or they're asking their boss for a raise, bring a bottle of Smoke Wagon with you and drink a little bit of before you go in.
I have my second interview next week for my promotion. I'm gonna drink Smoke Wagon before it.
Oh yeah, I would drink half a bottle.
Yeah, and I'm gonna come in there and just like, listen, bitch, I should be your boss.
Yeah, exactly, man. That is Smoke Wagon. This stuff is good. I like really enjoy it.
Yeah, like I've already shaved twice today.
This is We can faint of heart, man. It is not for the faint of heart. But if you if you're okay with a stiff drink,
yep.
And this could be the one that could do it for you. I mean,
it's well executed.
Perfect, man. It's like that great combination of just this powerful bourbon that's smooth,
yep,
enjoyable to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the execution's well done. Yeah, well done, well done.
What's up?
Well done, Smoke Wagon.
Yeah, you can speak, dear.
Okay. Do you need?
Oh my God! Hey, Maggie.
Yes.
You have not fed this man.
I just got home, dude.
Hey, listen. He's drinking like 120 proof Smoke Wagon.
Mm. Yeah, he needs to eat if he has it. I just don't know if anything.
I had a banana.
Okay, he's dead. He's dead right now.
Yeah.
Get a wheelbarrow from the garage, because you're going to have to put him in it and wheel him to wherever he's going to spend it.
Well, thank God he's in a comfortable chair he can pass out in.
Yeah, he's dead.
I'm not. I'm good still.
He will be now soon. It's coming on. It's coming. Hey, Maggie. Maggie, come on over. How come you don't want to like participate in the show?
Because you guys have your thing. I'm not going to interrupt it. Get your flow and your mojo.
Flojo.
Yeah, I like that. It's Flojo.
So I'm going to go make a sandwich. I'll be back.
Okay.
Hey, make him something with like starch in it. Part like pasta.
Yeah, carbs.
He's going to absorb that. He's going to die.
Yeah. I'm not going to die.
I didn't know all he ate was a banana.
What did I have for lunch? I had chicken wings and celery and carrots.
You're such a dork, dude. You literally sat down and got wings, and they bring the celery and the carrots. You just ate those too. Like, you didn't have celery and carrots. They just bring those out with the order of the wings.
It's like, okay, well,
What'd you have? Oh, I had my vegetables today.
I ordered it to be delivered to where I was working, and they brought it. Yeah, so it was
mini carrots and a couple of like those little mini celery sticks.
Which so
you put in your like ranch or your blue cheese and ate.
I did have ranch. Yes.
Okay.
Buffalo Wild Wings delivered.
Oh God. Okay. All right. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't know. Okay. So this is not to offend all the women out there. If you're listening, you drink this up too. If you're a whiskey lover, bourbon lover, drink it up and feel like a woman.
Yeah, or I'll tell you what, if you're a woman out there and you're just struggling because your man's like just weak, he's just a weak man.
Yeah.
You know, and you're kind of like, I wish you would just be a little bit more manly.
Yeah.
You should get him some smoke wagon, give it to him for Christmas.
And if he doesn't like the smoke wagon, drink it yourself, kick that dude to the curb.
Yeah, just
if not manly enough for you.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, get rid of it. Here on Whiskey Nights, we embrace our manness.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like today's society. I got to be apologetic for being manly. I mean, come on, man. Are you kidding me?
It's not our fault. We can grow luxurious beards. And
no, I'm just saying, like, you know what? Like, my wife and I, we have, like, an agreement. She does a lot of the stuff around the house. When we hear, like, a noise downstairs and we're like, what's going on? I think there's a break-in. Guess what? I go down and check it out. They just stay up there. I could be facing a zombie horde. They're like, oh, he's good. He had smoke wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd go down there and I'd be like, it's fine. There's only 100 of them. I got a hammer.
And here's the thing. I got smoke wagon in my left hand. I got a hammer in my right hand. And you know what? I feel so comfortable being me. I just strip naked to fight him because I don't want to ruin my underwear.
That's how I sleep. So it wouldn't even be a problem. I just come down like, yeah. I got a bottle of smoke wagon next to the, right on the bed. On the nightstand and a hammer. Yeah.
There you go. Well, I'm getting a sandwich.
Right now, like, you better be like, you really, really, really better want something in my house because I come down the stairs and I'm butt ass naked with a bottle of smoke wagon in one hand and a hammer in the other.
Zombie apocalypse. Yeah.
Oh my God. Smoke wagon. Holy crap. Yeah. All right.
You know what? So Rant loves Las Vegas and he's going to teach me the ways of Las Vegas. I haven't really enjoyed it, but you know what? You know what I think? When we go down, we might have to take a trip to Smoke Wagon.
Well, I would absolutely do that. Yeah. Not only would I like just do it because I was like, oh, you know, you want to do it. I would actually, now that I've tried their product, I would actually really, really enjoy that. So our next trip to Vegas.
Smoke Wagon, here we come.
We're going to hit Smoke Wagon up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is really good. So
that's great. Everybody's just sitting here listening to you eat a turkey sandwich.
Well, it's either that or they listen to me like, you know, fucking slurring my words and falling out of my chair. And
yeah, all right. Well, you might have to do a little bit of editing.
Well, I do the editing, but you know what? You could come up with something and just rattle on while I eat my sandwich.
Oh, well, okay. Hey, no problems, man. I'll come up with something totally on my own and carry everything for the next 15, 20 minutes while you enjoy your turkey sandwich.
You think I take 15, 20 minutes to eat a turkey sandwich? No, it's a chicken sandwich, but no. Okay. So we've kind of got out of order.
Oh, tonight. It's way out of order. Yeah.
I don't care. You know what we can do? It says Brothers with Beards Whiskey Night. We can do whatever order we want.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I need a word association. We've added this the last few weeks. We just kind of just something that comes to mind. Really?
I'd be like powerful. No joke. I don't know. I mean,
powerful. You know what I'm throwing out there?
Yeah. What?
Manly.
Yeah. Manly. I mean, this stuff is, it is. Yeah. It is manly. Yeah. Manly. Let's go with manly. Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, man. This is a manly drink. Yeah.
So this week, not been the best week in Colorado, period, because of this stupid COVID. We got back to level one with mandatory masks, 25-30% occupancy. You gotta get your nuts inspected to go inside a Best Buy and whatnot. Rant, tell me how you feel about it. Come on.
Oh, that was a glorious set. Mm-hmm. All right, let me gather my thoughts. You know, I think the thing that frustrates me the most with all the COVID crap is just like, I want some honesty, and I want somebody, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I don't understand a lot of these things. I just want somebody to explain some of it to me at a logical level. How about that? Right? Like I complained about before. I'm struggling with the vaccine thing, right? Like if you take a vaccine, your immune system's essentially been exposed to this COVID, we're going to build up antibodies, and that's going to help prevent me from contracting COVID in the future. So correct. What difference between that and me being exposed to COVID naturally, my body building up antibodies and help prevent me from getting it in the future, right? So on one hand, if I do it naturally, they say, well, you know, it doesn't mean anything. You can be reinfected. So I'm like, okay, so you want me to take a vaccine, but that means I'm going to be able to still get reinfected. So I have to get a vaccine every 6 months. Maybe that's what they're getting, right? That's like for one. Two, I'm like, you're not going to eradicate this through lockdowns or masks. It's not going to happen. It's unleashed. It's out of the box, man. It's everywhere. This isn't going to go away. Like, I hate to break it to you, but you're going to have to learn to deal with it. It's out there, right? It's like the cold. It's the flu. It's whatever you want to call it. It's what we got. So I don't want, like, the prospects, me basically giving up everything that I enjoy in life, being able to go where I want to go, going to football games or baseball games or whatever that happens to be, or even shows down in Vegas, right? Like, you're telling me I can't do that anymore in the future, and we're just going to go ahead and wave the white flag, and we're just so afraid that we're not going to live our lives anymore, then I basically don't want to exist in that future. I'm done with it. It's fine. I mean, I've had a good life. It's good enough. Give me a day to say my goodbyes and then just go ahead and vaporize me. I don't need to be around anymore in the future. That is all I'm saying. Okay. I get people being afraid of it, I guess. I don't know. I don't get like the fear thing, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at it. I've known too many people that have contracted it. They didn't even know they were sick.
Like, yeah.
They didn't have any symptoms, or they had a runny nose or something so mild. And then and it's gone in 2 days. And they're literally quarantining them that, you know, for another 15 days. And people are like, what the hell am I quarantined for? This isn't even a bad cold. Now, conversely, I've known, you know, people and even close people that have gotten it, and they were really, really sick. It just, sure. Like, it's all over the place, right? There's no rhyme or reason to it. I don't understand it at all, and I don't claim to, but it's very frustrating that I can't get an answer on that. Like, none of it seems to make sense to me, but they're asking me to give up. Basically, I can't enjoy half of the things that in my life that make it meaningful and that I enjoy. I've sacrificed those for the entire year of 2020, and I know everybody else out there has too, right? But is right. It, are we going into 2021 and we have to do the same thing, or is it 2022? Like, what's our end state? When are we going to be able to get back to, I don't want to hear it's the new normal. Fuck your new normal, okay? Because your new normal is bullshit, right? I'm not running around with a fucking mask on everywhere I go as part of the new normal. I do it now because, yeah, all right, I'm trying to be the team player, but don't tell me I'm looking at doing this for another year or two. And why is it only another year or two? What's going to change in a year or two?
Exactly.
Give me the information. Stop just treating us like we're complete idiots. And like, oh yeah, if we do this for another year, you know, it's going to go away. Well, how is it going to go away? That's like, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's not going to go away. It's just something that I guess we're going to have to deal with. Or is it like, hey, we have to be vaccinated. Like, we're going to look at a vaccination twice a year. Well, if that's the case, explain that to us too. Nobody's really explaining anything to us. They're just simply asking us to keep making these sacrifices of you know, lockdowns and giving up this and you can't do that. And it's just a lot without any kind of explanation as to why or what the end end game is. If you like, you know, when this all started, it was to help flatten the curve, right?
Right.
Okay, fine. Hey, we all understood that. We kind of get behind it. And I thought we flattened the curve, but then we flatten the curve and then it turns into something else. Now we're going to continue to do this until what are we doing? What are we doing? Like, what are we trying to accomplish right now? Are we trying to eradicate it through the use of masks? That's bullshit. That's not going to work. It's not
going to work with any. I mean, it won't work with seasonal flu.
It's like everything's going past the mask anyway, man. I mean, half the masks I can hold up and I can see through them. I'm like, dude, if I can see through it, guess what? COVID or whatever else is going through that damn thing. And like, yeah, I get it if somebody's coughing or sneezing or whatever, but like, I don't know. I don't have in all my life history prior to this, I didn't have a lot of people cough on me. I didn't have a lot of people sneeze on me.
No.
I'd probably punch them if they did, because that's just rude. You don't, like, who does that? Like, very few, right? But, I mean, so, I just struggle with what we're trying to do here. I hate it. I'm so sick of it.
Yeah, and we don't have an end game in mind. We just keep, you know, they keep fluctuating back and forth, yo-yoing us as a public. And you know who's really suffering?
Me.
I mean, how many people have been laid off, or how many people have been,
you can't even go to see a movie anymore.
Yeah. And we love movies.
Remember when we were kids and they were like, hey, at any time, the Soviet Union and the United States could engage in a global thermonuclear war.
Right.
We'd all die. And we'd have like the little drills to get under your desk. I'm like, come on, dude, you're going to drop a nuclear bomb and I'm going to just dive under my desk and I'm going to be okay. Of course. Yeah. Right. But that's we just grew up with it and nobody cared. It was like, hey, man, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Like, why are you going to worry about it?
Boom. So, yeah,
it'll be a big flash and you're gone. You're dead.
We're all hiding under a desk, right?
Yeah. Your mask is a desk, man. You're hiding under it. Guess what? It ain't going to do nothing. It's not going to help you, man. You drop a massive nuclear bomb in your city and you're taking cover under your desk.
Well,
you're going to be vaporized.
And not only that, if you're drinking Smoke Wagon, you're going to run out to meet that bomb.
Man, if I was drinking Smoke Wagon and they dropped that bomb, I'd catch it midair and throw it back at
you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This is the effect of Smoke Wagon. So I got to tell you this quick story. So not last week, week before, I get a call from my son's high school saying, hey, we're in a lockdown. So there was a kid, not from their school, going around. He had a cold. So he's like, I'm going to sneeze and cough on everybody. You're all going to have COVID and you're all going to die. Literally, they locked the school down. Everybody's hiding. Like, this dude's got, he's got, like, plastic explosives.
Strapped to him.
And I'm like, okay, so if my son gets COVID, he's 17. I'm pretty damn sure he'll survive.
He's got it.
Yeah. And so I called him. He's like, oh, Dad, I'm out of school already, so I'm not even there. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. But I'm like, all right, we're talking about a bunch of 17, 16, 17, 18-year-old. You know how many have actually died of COVID complications? Oh, wow. Like 7. And they had some underlying problem anyway. My point is, as we're creating a nationwide panic, like COVID is the nuclear bomb of the modern era, and they're using it as, I know you and I talk about it all the time, and we're tired of it because we want to go live our lives. We want to go take our vacations. Yeah, we want to go to Vegas. We want to go have fun. We want to, you know what? We just want to go live our lives like we were. And it's not like we're asking a lot, but, you know, we want to go to a restaurant where we don't have to wear a mask to the bathroom.
Well, I think, aren't we kind of getting at those? Like, again, we've been doing this for, you know, I don't even know, 7 months, 8 months, feels like years. But if somebody, please, just what is the plan? Like, if you're telling me we have to wait, we're going to have a vaccine and then it makes it all better, fine. I can deal with that. I be like, hey, vaccine, it's going to roll out in 3 months. We're going to start vaccinating people. Once we have, you know, once the vaccinations are out, then we can go back to doing what you, you know, back to normal, back to living your lives. Fine. Yeah. I will suck it up for the next 6 months or 9 months or whatever that happens to be. I'm okay with that.
Because that's a good game. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. Like I said, I mean, I can stand on my head for 12 months if need be, but like, give me what we're looking at plan wise, but nobody's doing that. And I mean, honestly, between you and me, I have my doubts about this vaccine thing. I mean, it could be, maybe it's like a flu vaccine, but you know what? I mean, even the flu vaccine, you don't know if it's 100% accurate, right? Well, or effective. You can get sick.
And you got to realize the flu vaccine doesn't cover every strain of flu. And you got to realize there's millions of Americans that don't get the flu. I don't get the flu shot every year because I'm allergic to it. I know. I don't want to hear about it, but I'm allergic to it. So I have a really bad reaction. So I don't get a flu shot every
year. You're totally screwed then, probably. Because if you're allergic to the flu shot, you're probably going to be allergic to the COVID shot.
I'm fucked, but that's okay. Yeah, I don't.
Basically, we're going to put you in your house and put yellow tape on the door, and you're not allowed to come out for the rest of your life.
You remember that movie from the 70s, The Boy in the Bubble with John Travolta? I'm that guy. The Boy in the Bubble. I'm be like the gerbil.
We're going to have to put you in a bubble, and that's just how you're going to have to get around.
That's fine. As long as they can get whiskey in there, I'm good.
Yeah, I'll put a straw in there, and I'll just pour it in. And people are like, what's going on? Like, I'm in a bubble.
You know, from that Toy Story movie, You Got a Friend in Me, I just knew I could count on you to get me whiskey.
Yeah, man, what was the – like, I'm not a baseball guy, but they just had, like, the World Series.
Right.
And they got the one guy out there. Wasn't he playing, and they had to run out and pull him out?
He had no idea he had it.
Yeah, man, like, hey, you're near death. You get out of here.
He's like, hey, you got COVID. He's like, I feel great. We just won the World Series.
Does any of that make sense to you? That's what I keep bitching about. Like, I've had the flu. When I have the flu, I feel like pretty much like shit. I know I got it.
Right.
I know I got it. Like, this is, they're testing all these NFL players. They're getting ready to play a game on Sunday. And they're like, oh, no, you can't go. Oh, how come? What's wrong? Oh, you got COVID. You're sick. Really? I feel pretty good. No, man. Yeah. You're near death.
Yeah.
Like, bring out your dad.
Yeah. It's so.
Like Python, though. You know what I mean? Like, they're dragging the guy off, telling him that he's, you know, he's dead. And he's like, no, I feel quite fine. Oh, no. Yep. You're fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I know. And we've debated about this. Not really debated, because we're on the same side. So it's kind of like a commiseration. Like, this sucks. Yeah, this sucks. Because we had grandiose plans for 2020.
Yeah, got shit on hard.
No, I mean, we're just not talking like, hey, we're going to hang out and watch a football game. We're talking Vegas for 4 days. We're talking about a massive whiskey tasting, NFL draft and whiskey in 4 days. We're talking about road tripping it to Lambeau Field in Green Bay. We're talking about, I mean, this was, 2020 was our year. Our kids are finally old enough. We can go and just... We let our beards grow. We were going to have a glorious year. So we might be a touch bitter than some, but and realize when you're getting, we're creeping close to 50. I'm not going to, you know, we're about the same age. I'm a couple of months older than you. Well, more than that. But you know what? We've earned the right to go do this stuff. And we finally made the plans, right? Which we're not, it takes us a while to get the plans, but we had solidified plans. We have tickets, hotels, everything, and we got shut the fuck down. And frankly, we're pissed about it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I'm thinking, like I said, we had some people, you know, family members are, you know, actually sick with COVID, and it was pretty bad. And I appreciate like the difficulties that they had to go through. It's no joke, man. For some people, when they get sick with it, obviously, I mean, some people unfortunately have died from it. Some people get really, really sick from it. But there's the vast majority of people have moderate to minimal symptoms from. And I guess my whole thing is just, we have to have a plan on when we can get back to actually living our lives as humans. This whole thing with running around wearing a mask everywhere you go, no, that's not the new normal. And whoever actually came up with, oh yeah, this is the new normal and we're all in this together, like, I would throat punch that person.
Yeah.
You're just an asshole, okay? Nobody's in this together. I don't even know what that means. It doesn't mean anything. When your next door neighbor has lost their job and they can't work and they're worried about how they're going to provide for their family, are you going over there and sharing your you know, half your bank account with them? No, you're not. So don't tell me we're all in this together. That's like dude, don't even get me started on this thing. You'll have to edit all of this out because it's all bullshit.
You know what I think would solve many problems?
What?
If Smoke Wagon increased your production and we'll just send every family in the United States a bottle of Smoke Wagon, because at 115.52 proof, it will kill COVID.
You know what we need to do? You're gonna have to definitely do some edits. But
that's fine.
I think the what we have not done tonight yet is give this a number.
Oh, listen,
we have to assign a number to Smoke Wagon.
Yeah, we've both had a long week, so I literally already forgot about rating this vodka. What the fuck? I'm not even drinking vodka.
Smoke Wagon has crushed you.
Yeah, Smoke Wagon. Yeah, so we need to give this a number because we don't rate vodka, because vodka's for not us. Okay, Rant, you're number one in the book because I keep the notes and hopefully I can read them after I've written them. But I'm ready. I'm expecting good things from you, bro. I've already written down, just so everybody knows, I've already written down and circled what I think Rant is going to rate this.
Yeah, I'm kind of, it's kind of fine. I'm always like splitting hairs over these.
Yeah, you always split hairs, but that's fine.
I think I'm going to give it, I'm between a 7.9 and an 8.
Okay, so what?
You know what? I think I'm just going to go ahead and give it an 8.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my number.
Well, you know what? If this was a video thing, I am fairly good at reading Rant after, you know, whatever, 30 years that we've been friends and we've been doing this. But guess to the left of Rant's name, I have 8.1 is what I thought.
Oh, wow.
So I'm pretty pumped. You know what? I'm going to go with Rant. I actually think this is a touch above 8. I'm going to give it an 8.2.
Wow. 8.2 is exceptionally high.
You know what? This is exceptional whiskey. I'm not going to lie.
For those of you out there on our numbers, it's kind of funny. We'll actually sit there and it's like, it's a really big deal to go from 8 to 8.1 or from from 8 to 8.2. So, you know, some people are probably listening and they're like, oh, what's the big deal? They almost gave it the same view. But in our minds, these are pretty substantial movements. So I would not argue with an 8.2. I wouldn't argue with it. It's high.
It is high.
But I think if you took your 8.2 and you took my 8 and we settled in at like an 8.1, you know, average between the two of us, I'd be okay with that. I wouldn't argue.
I guess what enthralls me about this whiskey is that all the flavor profiles, from palate to finish to all that, seamless. It just flows. It's got some great characteristics. The color, packaging. I say the worst part of this whiskey, which is not offensive, was the nose. It was just basic nose. But the palate and the finish and the packaging and the color, I don't know, they're kind of swaying me. And probably because it's 100% American and maybe I'm feeling patriotic, but I do think it's excellent whiskey. I really do. I really do think it's excellent whiskey. So with that being said, you know, we gave Corner Creek straight bourbon, which is a straight, that's a 10-year bourbon.
Which
Corner
one?
Creek. Corner Creek.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we were kind of disappointed at $90 a bottle. Rant, 7.3, 7.2.
Yeah, that's an example right there, though, of...
Exactly.
I don't think it was a very well-executed bourbon.
I don't.
And I think my word association with that was wine.
Wow.
Right?
I am so impressed with you.
Yeah, that like you should not be drinking bourbon and have a substation of wine.
Bad juju.
Right? Is that right or not? Or am I mistaken?
No, you're 100% right. Okay. And I'm a little bit stunned because you actually remembered. So I'm like, wow. Hey, just so y'all know, I know Whiskey Knight's important to Rant because he actually remembered.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Continue, please.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going back a little bit. So I gave Willett Pot Still Reserve.
Yes.
Straight bourbon, which I thought was really
good. That was a good whiskey as well.
You gave it 8.3. I gave it 8.0. And they're close. And I thought Willett was damn straight good.
Ooh, that's an interesting number.
Isn't it?
Well, because I almost think that the thing with Willett, I thought the flavor profile was a little bit, there was a little more complexity to it. There was a little more depth to it.
Yes. Yep.
So these two, for me personally, would be so close. It would come down to occasion and company.
Okay, great. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, so the reason why, so Willett Pot Still that we did about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Here's what it is. And this is why I love keeping note. You're like, overall, it was great, but it's more complex than any of the other bourbons I've had, which I would give it the more complex over maybe the Smoke Wagon.
Yeah, for sure. I would.
Yeah. Complexity.
Yeah.
You had a lot of descriptors in there, which is great. And I rated it high too at 8.0, 8.1. I think I just feel with Smoke Wagon that packages top notch, both color, fantastic. I just think it comes to me where if I was to pick one of the two, I would love either or, but I think I might just pick Smoke Wagon. That's why I got an 8, a little bit higher, a little 8.2.
Yeah. And again, like, you know, for me personally, I think it really would come down to occasion between the two and maybe mood I was feeling in.
Yeah. But you're more consistent than I am when it comes to, you're super consistent. I mean, you know what I mean? You stick with what you feel and go, and I'm all in on that. But I think I'm more flighty. Like, for example, tonight,
yeah,
I can't even tell you how forward I was looking to Whiskey Night this week,
right?
And I am surprised by Smoke Wagon, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So that may have increased my rating. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
We were together. We'd already spent, you know, we were already having fun and doing our bullshit.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a great time just giving each other shit all day and just going to do stupid stuff. It doesn't even matter. So I think maybe that's what's influencing mine to the 8.2.
Well, I think that gets into a little bit when I said, depends what kind of mood you're in and the company you're with. And so when I will say, as I said earlier, the difference between an 8 and an 8.1 or a 7.9 and an 8 is actually pretty considerable. But with that being said, if you're at an 8 and you have another whiskey that's an 8.1 or an 8.2, in my opinion, those are close enough that influences outside of just the whiskey, right? Like, again, what kind of mood you're in, what the company's with, what you're doing that night. Those outside influences are close enough that they can affect which one you would choose, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. So here's an example I'm going to give you. I was in one of my big liquor stores. I had a couple come up to me and like, hey, we were down in Mazatlan. We had this bottle of rum and we loved it. And I'm like, okay, well, not every local rum you get in Mazatlan is going to be available here in Grand Junction, Colorado, but here's what I can offer. And they're like, oh, you know, so they're like, we just don't think. I'm like, so I spent 20, 30 minutes with them. Like, were you in a good mood? Yes. Were you loving your vacation? Yes. Were you relaxed? Yes. Did you enjoy each other's company? Yes. I'm like, all those have influence on what you're drinking.
Absolutely.
And so I think maybe tonight, I was really looking forward to this. So maybe that had an influence, but I would still think, even if I came down, I would still be in an 8 with you. This is 8 or above for me. I'm not going to go below 8 on this ever, I don't think. But again, you're very right. Circumstances, mood, who you're with, who you're, all that stuff makes a huge difference.
In closing, it's, right? We have to have some kind of closing here for this.
Yeah. Let's close her up. Let's, you know, Rant is at 8.0. I'm at 8.2. Again, you're getting above 8 with the brothers with beards, and you're probably making a damn good product. Smoke Wagon, thoroughly impressed with a lot. I would say the weakest point was nose. Packaging's awesome. Palate, you know, your bourbon, you hit what you wanted to hit. You know, the finish, you know what? What? I'm so fucked up this week. Sorry, we got to make a segue.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Sure. What?
I forgot to look at the flavor spiral, bro, to see what other people found.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, the Smoke Wagon crushes you is the problem.
Yeah, well, what the fuck?
It's so
115.52%.
Oh, I've barely drank. Well, not much, but it's.
I drank a lot for me.
Okay.
Well, I drank a third of this bottle almost.
No way.
Not fucking kidding you.
Send me a picture.
Dude, it's a dark bottle. I can't send you a picture. My office is dark, pitch dark.
I'm sending you a picture.
Yeah, you just sent me a picture, dude.
I did?
Yeah. You're holding the Smoke Wagon. It's tough.
Oh, yeah. I sent you a second one. I like the second one more.
Okay. It's identical to the first one.
It is? No, it's not.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go over Flavor Spiral real quick. Just because, so we can see where we are. Sometimes we get this, sometimes we don't. It's fine. It's not a big deal. So for Smoke Wagon, the biggest flavor profile they get is caramel, which
really?
I can see, but I don't know. I mean, I like fucking God. So caramel, white pepper. I don't know what the fuck white pepper even is.
Okay.
Almond, pecan, vanilla. We got the vanilla. Spicy, which we got. Then they got apricot, apple. I think this is so high proof that it would be really hard. Are you really
looking at the one where it's not the regular Smoke Wagon?
Are you questioning me?
No, I'm just asking because...
Listen, I know I've had a lot to drink and it's 115 proof. Okay. I know what the fuck I'm looking up,
okay,
man.
Okay, okay.
I took a screenshot of it,
okay,
bitch.
Okay.
God, all right. So I can't write anything down because I can't find my fucking pen. But anyway, let's talk. So caramel, yeah, I can see caramel. White pepper. I don't know. What is
white pepper? No, I'm not sure, but I'm not getting that. Caramel, I can get.
Yeah, so you, vanilla, of course we got.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
We got the spicy.
Yeah.
It says almonds and pecan. I mean, I can sort of see that.
I mean, I'm going to struggle on that myself personally, but, you know, I mean, if somebody, I guess, was tasting that, I wouldn't necessarily argue with them, but it's a bit of a stretch.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know why they got to differentiate between the two. You know, sometimes when you're just, you know, you got a fucking basket of nuts. Fucking, like, never mind. The difference between pecans and almonds seems minute. Either way, then we get spicy, which we got, the rye spice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they get apricot apple. I'm like, I think this whiskey is too high in proof to get fucking fruit flavors out of it.
Yeah, the problem I have when people use apricot, have you ever actually eaten an apricot?
Maybe one.
Okay. Apricots are quite mild. At least my experience with the apricot.
Yeah, mild.
Quite.
Okay.
Mild. It's very hard to even when I'm eating an actual apricot, like, it's still relatively mild in its flavor.
Okay.
So to pick up apricot when I'm drinking 115 or whatever the heck proof this is, I'm going to struggle with that. I have a hard time picking up apricot when I'm eating an apricot.
You know, the thing is I don't know how big of a difference there is between this Smoke Wagon, their normal Smoke Wagon.
You know what's funny is, okay, so I was like, I don't know if anybody has Smoke Wagon. So I have like two or three stores that have it, but they don't have the regular bourbon. They just have this one.
I don't know. I mean, it's really good, man. It's really good.
It is.
I would just sit around drinking this. It's like actually probably pretty dangerous.
Yeah. So, How much did you pay for yours?
Man, I don't remember. Mine was like close to $100, I think.
Yeah, so mine was
a place on it.
Mine was just under 80.
Yeah, I've seen some places online though for as low as 60.
Yeah. So I just think it's depending on region.
That just seems to be a huge difference in price though between, you know, 60 or 60 something dollars and 100.
Yeah, it does. But you know, at $75, which was or about 77 I paid for it, I would definitely buy this again.
Yeah, I will say that as well. If it was, you know, going from $100 a bottle into the $75, $80 range a bottle, that
right.
would be huge. Just want to say, hey, I hope everyone out there who's had an opportunity to try Smoke Wagon with us while you're listening to the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we have. If you listened to the show and didn't have a bottle of Smoke Wagon, I hope you go out, pick it up, and try it out. It's a really good bourbon. I mean, it's one of the favorite or one of my favorite bourbons that I've had. That is a stiff drink. It's a no joke bourbon. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. Really good product that they have going. I think it was awesome to try a bourbon from Nevada. But I think their packaging, their whole presentation, it really ties into that Southwest old Western vibe and feel, and the product that you get meshes perfectly with that image. So two thumbs up. Hope you guys, like I said, hope you try it. If you get an opportunity, pick it up at the store, give us some feedback on what your thoughts were on it. And, I'm not sure. What do we got lined up for next week?
You know, we have not decided for next week, which I'm okay with. You know, sometimes we need to have those like white elephant weeks.
Okay. So how about this? Maybe it's undecided, but we'll make sure when we pick out what we're going to have, we'll put it up on our Instagram, check it out, and we'll give you guys a heads up. So hopefully you're following us on there. See what next podcast whiskey is going to be. Pick up a bottle and follow along.
Yeah, we'd love you to follow along. And like Rand said, Smoke Wagon, if you're a bourbon lover, you can't go wrong.
If you like bourbons, you have to try Smoke Wagon. Unfiltered.
Uncut.
Uncut. Yeah, uncut, unfiltered, straight bourbon. You have to try.
Yeah. So we give kudos to Smoke Wagon this week. And I know we talked about doing some Bardstown.
Oh, yeah. That could be another good one. Yeah.
So we'll define what we want to do for next week.
Yeah. Hey, one thing. Too, if I could interrupt, I'm sorry, but yeah. Maybe throw it in there. Guys, please email us a little bit. I've talked to a few people and sometimes they're really, really new to whiskeys. They enjoy them, but they are really unfamiliar with some terms. And basically they're I would say novices to whiskeys. They enjoy it, but they don't have, a lot of knowledge in the world of whiskeys. And that could just be even how it's made, what the differences are between a Scotch and a bourbon or an Irish whiskey. And sometimes we gloss over it a little bit. We try to touch on it, but even then, even when I feel like we're explaining some things, some of the people I've talked to, they're like, yeah, that's still not enough. So send us some emails. If you have, specific questions or things you don't understand or things you would like us to discuss a little bit more on the show, because that feedback will help us basically help you. We need a little bit of that as well. So
please,
send us questions, send us feedback. The whole point of this show is basically, the involvement between you guys and us.
We want to be that information flow. So we all started at ground zero and we're where we are now. Listen to the outro, write down our email address, check in on Instagram. We want to answer your questions. And if you have them, there's no question that's dumb. We will answer it with open arms and tune in, enjoy, like, feedback. If we suck, if we're great, if you want Cranky to shut his pie hole, let us know. Because you know what? We got thick skins, we got big beards, and we love whiskey. So again, tune in, come back, and we'll be ready to answer questions and good to go.
Yeah, nobody's going to think I'm me personally, that I'm a fool, but I just want to clear that up.
Yeah, no, clear that shit up.
Hey guys, get Smoke Wagon, watch Gunsmoke.
Yes.
Thank me later. Thank me later.
Yeah, you'll thank us all later. Yeah. You know, do a binge weekend, drink a bottle of Smoke Wagon and watch a bunch of older westerns. And
relative, but I'm telling you, you have to watch Guns, or you have to watch Tombstone.
Yep.
You have to watch Unforgiven.
Unforgiven, yeah. Those are requirements, frankly.
Yeah, please.
Are they not?
No, I think you really need to watch those two and have some Smoke Wagon while you're
there. And just for reference sake, watch an old John Wayne movie, please. An old John Wayne Western. He led the charge, and I would like to try his whiskey, Duke Whiskey.
Oh, that's another good one. Yeah, I like Duke. We should do that. Yep.
Yeah, we should do Duke. We'll do Duke Whiskey. And again, tune in. Our skin is thick. We can take it. Whatever it is, please come back and enjoy whiskey with us.
All right, guys. Next week, out.
Dude, good? I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Fucking Smoke Wagon is the shiz nizzle.
Yeah, it's really good, man. This shit will fuck you up.
And I'm totally about there.
Yeah.
This has been a Brothers with Beards production. Follow us on Instagram at BWB Whiskey Night. Email us with questions and or comments at cranky@bwbwhiskey.com or rant@bwbwhiskey.com. And remember to never drink and drive.